Separating platforms from services which run on them sounds elegant. But how would one divvy up all the data the tech giants have collected? What is part of the platform and what is not? What happens if the lines between them move? Instant messaging could be described as a feature of a social networking platform, but also a separate service. The case against Microsoft was triggered when it bundled its Windows operating system with its web browser, which were then separate pieces of software. Today, browsers are usually considered part of an operating system. Third, the fear of unintended consequences will act as a brake on breakups. Ms. Warren's plan was in part inspired by Lena Khan, a legal scholar, who in 2017 published an influential paper entitled Amazon's Antitrust Paradox, and now advises the Antitrust Subcommittee of the House of Representatives in its investigation of big tech. But in a more recent paper, she lists several drawbacks to heavy regulation. Quickly evolving technology can make breakups obsolete. Because they introduce friction, they could lead to higher prices. If they are limited in what they can do, platforms may cut investment, thus slowing innovation. Although she identifies these drawbacks, she says they are not a compelling argument for inaction. What is more, breakups alone will not suffice to tame big tech. Harold Feld at Public Knowledge, a left-leaning think tank, notes the starfish problem. Some starfish have incredible powers of regeneration. Tear them up, and the pieces quickly grow into complete new creatures. Similarly, one part of a tech giant could become dominant again because of network effects. Breakups, he argues, need to be complemented by regulation that weakens this effect, for instance, with requirements that a user of one instant messaging service can exchange texts with another.